Good morning. I'm Bill Radke. What is it like to be a star and then not a star anymore? Seattle guitarist Dave Dieterer was a rock star in the 90s. His band, the Presidents of the United States of America, had three top 40 hits, two Grammy nominations, and a platinum album.
Millions of peaches, peaches for me. Millions of peaches, peaches for free. Millions of peaches, peaches for me.
Dieterer's star may have faded, but his career hasn't. In fact, he's the head of music programming at Amazon. That's right. He commutes to a desk job.
I go to work down in South Lake Union in the Amazon HQ, and I've gone to work in downtown Seattle every day for the last 10 years doing various, you know, white-collar jobs.
Yeah, but you were a rock star.
Why? Yeah, I guess I was. You know, it all seems like a little bit of a dream. And obviously, the Presidents still exist and still play live and still tour. And I actually still manage a lot of the band's business. I like to work. I like to get up in the morning and go where there are other people and collaborate and solve creative, you know, solve problems with you know, using your creativity and drive and intelligence. And that's fun.
If you can be a rock star, why wouldn't you be one?
You know, there's no pithy answer to that, but the answer is, you know, you playing music at a certain point, you're kind of a traveling salesman and you have a product that people want and it's super high quality. And Presidents are an amazing entity, and they're, without me, they're still fantastic. And it's a dynamic, exciting thing that makes people's lives better. But you kind of, it's kind of you're delivering the same product over and over and over again. So unless maybe you're Neil Young or Bob Dylan or somebody who's kind of at that level, you don't necessarily, people expect you to show up and be what they want you to be.
What is Neil Young and Bob Dylan, what do they have that you don't?
I don't know, way more talent, for starters, way more drive. I mean, I think people underestimate, particularly in the postmodern era when counterculture singer-songwriters became cultural icons, that this people like Bob Dylan or Neil Young, who sort of appear to not care, they care so much. And their whole life from their mid-teens has been based on wanting to be a star. So I think people really underestimate the drive and intensity that it takes to not just make it up to crest the hill and become successful, but then to stay there is unbelievable. It's an unbelievable effort.
What have you learned that us non-rock stars can think about?
I have no clue. I do think, you know, I think you have to be honest with yourself about what you want. I mean, I think about, you know, when I stopped playing 7 or 8 years ago full time, I did have people ask me, including some actual rock stars, like, what are you doing, man? You're a rock star. Why are you doing this? And I thought, you know, look, I have a family. The problem, you know, I know if I have a normal job, I get to do something that's fun and satisfying. I know that every weekend I have 2 days to spend with my family, plus many weeks of time off a year. Whereas if you are in the entertainment business, you don't know. You could have a 2-week trip planned to Hawaii with your family, and you get a call the week before you leave, and it says, you know, Weezer canceled on Jimmy Kimmel next Thursday night. Do you guys want the slot? Yeah, you want the slot. And so you change your plans. And in a way, that's the fun of it, because you never know what the hell's going to happen next. The trade-off is, you know, stability and trying to be a decent husband and father and you know, person about town.
You're a person about town?
I guess. I don't know.
Well, Dave, I'm glad you came by.
Anytime.
On a work day.
It is a work day, yeah.
Dave Dieterer grew up in Seattle, went to the Bush School, became a rock star, with the presidents of the USA. Now he lives on the East Side and commutes to work at Amazon as head of music programming. And you're listening to KUOW 94.9 Seattle.